Tennessee came in here aggressive, really tried to attack us, out-physical us, and did a much better job of bothering us probably than anybody we played. And we knew it was coming. And unfortunately, we didn't handle it well. We can't, in practice, we don't imitate or that kind of pressure, that kind of athleticism. And really, I've got to do a better job of trying to generate our intensity on both ends of the floor and our bench. We have to get more out of them in practice, and we got to get more out of our starters. I think our starters are now, you're not a guy coming off the bench. You're a guy people are going to attack. And Tyler, you know, they're going to double you. You know, they're coming after you, you know. Really all of our guys, and we didn't handle that well. And really nobody's done it to us except probably Virginia Tech in the first half. And Arizona had moments where they got us out of offense and we turned it over, we missed free throws, and we take quick shots. You know, that was our biggest thing. We could not run offense against their athleticism and pressure.
Is that why you didn't think you were getting good shots? Because you just couldn't run the offense?
Well, you know, we got the ball inside. We got a post guy against a 6'2 guard, you know, a number of times. And, you know, we had, when we did get it inside, we turned it over some. But they were just more physical than us. And I thought them playing 10, 11 guys, you know, had some wear and tear on us in the second half. Their depth was a factor.
What did they do to isolate or keep Tyler from having his normal game?
Well, we got in the first half, they put us on the free throw line. You know, we got them in the bonus, and then they doubled the post. You know, and then Tyler was indecisive at times. And we tried to play the big lineup, which has been effective for us, and it wasn't – Robert Williams wasn't very effective. He looked like a freshman at times, and I thought they did a really good job of pushing and being more physical, getting us off the block.
Is that like Robert only played 5 minutes in the second half?
He
just didn't feel like he was playing up to what he could do?
He looked lost at times, and he hadn't played that way. In the big lineup, we weren't offensively. We really had no advantage. When we did throw it inside with the big lineup, we turned it over. We couldn't score against him. I think the one kid had, what, 5 or 6 block shots. Grant Williams had 6 block shots. And I don't know how many of them were one-on-one, and that doesn't happen. That hasn't happened against us.
Coach, overall, where did you feel like the effort was?
Not where I wanted it to be, you know. Not this is our toughest part of the schedule, and people may not respect Tennessee, but I do because of their athleticism, and I know how well coached they are. And just matchups that teams that are smaller and athletic and can pressure us and get us out of offense and give us problems. And then Kentucky and South Carolina on the road; these are pressure teams that are guard oriented. And that gives us problems. And until we can solve that against those type teams, we're going to have a hard time beating those teams. So, and we will solve it. We'll figure it out. But, like, and I hate to keep saying this, the games expose us more than our practice exposes us. And that's just the reality of it. And you can look at the minutes played Tennessee again had not 10, 11 guys play double figure minutes, and we had 5, 6, 7. So,
is there any part of that that you can look back and say, you know, everybody's going to have an off game sometime?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, you miss in front end of one on ones, and you got Tony backing up a guard and getting his shot blocked. I mean, sometimes it's just you have had those games, and you got to give Tennessee credit. They were a big part of it, and you know, we didn't play well either. It was a bad combination.
Coach, what do you do to get them to kind of put this one behind them and get ready to go with them against Kentucky?
Well, we got 17 league games left, so it's a long season. You know, and I knew we were going to have to go through some of this with our team, with our inexperience. And we've got one starter back, you know, from last year's team. So we got four guys trying to adjust, adapt. And so we got punched in the face. We'll see how we handle that. And because I don't think it's going to get any easier playing in Lexington on Tuesday night.
When you're the defending champion at home, that's going to be disappointing.
And our guys, we've been telling them, hey, we got a target on our back. You know, Tennessee, whoever's coming in here, excited to play. We had a good crowd, you know. People come to watch. When people come to watch, you got to be prepared and ready to go. And you do it in practice. And, you know, we got to get better in practice. And I've got to get them better in practice. It's hard when you don't have anybody to put in for guys at times. Our lack of depth. I got to get them better and give somebody else a chance when somebody's not going as hard as they can possibly go.
Coach,